Some breaking news this afternoon ahead of tomorrow's historic vote on impeachment in the House of Representatives. President Trump has sent a 6-page letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, harshly criticizing Democrats for the expected vote tomorrow. And moments ago, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed back on criticism from Democrats that by working with the White House on impeachment procedures, he's not able to be an impartial juror in the Senate.
I'm not an impartial juror. This is a political process. There's not anything judicial about it. Impeachment is a political decision.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is at the White House and joins us now. Mara, let's start with that letter that President Trump said. Tell us more.
Well, it's a 6-page letter. In it, you can tell the president is hopping mad, and he said similar criticisms of impeachment that we've heard from him before, but he said it's an invalid impeachment. The Democrats are violating their oaths of office. By impeaching him, they are, quote, declaring open war on American democracy. He also said that when Nancy Pelosi, who is a devout Catholic, says she's praying for a praying for the president, he says, quote, you know, this statement is not true unless it's meant in a negative sense. It is a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. He says that people who were on trial in the Salem witch trials got more due process than he did. So, you know, he's pretty mad, mm-hmm. and he expressed it in a letter. And he said, perhaps most insulting of all is your false display of solemnity. You know, she's tried to say that they are taking this impeachment very seriously. Right. They've laid out the facts. They haven't yelled and screamed. They've been very careful, stuck to the facts. But he apparently found that very offensive.
There was also just moments ago this back and forth between Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Minority Leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, about witnesses at the Senate impeachment trial. Schumer wants to call several witnesses, including the acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and the former National Security Advisor John Bolton. McConnell basically saying no.
Right. McConnell has called the calling of witnesses mutually assured destruction. He wants to have a short trial that's long enough to show the American people that the Senate is taking its responsibility seriously, but he doesn't want to drag it out. He apparently has concluded that for his endangered Senate incumbents who are up for re-election this year, like a Cory Gardner in Colorado or a Susan Collins in Maine, that it's better to have a short trial rather than a spectacle where he tries to call Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and then the Democrats demand John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, Bolton being the former National Security Advisor, Mick Mulvaney, the acting Chief of Staff. Schumer asked for those two plus two more, saying, look, these are people who had direct knowledge of what the president did and said when he held up the aid to Ukraine. These are the witnesses that the president refused to allow to testify in the House. He's asking them to testify in a Senate trial, but it doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
Let's finally talk about the House. There's been a debate going on today in the House Rules Committee setting up the guidelines for the impeachment debate tomorrow. There's going to be a heated debate in the full House tomorrow, and a number of vulnerable Democrats have announced that they plan to vote for impeachment, even though that could be very risky for them when it comes to their seats in places that Trump won. How have they weighed that risk, and what are you expecting for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, that's been the most interesting thing about this, because Nancy Pelosi really was reluctant to open an impeachment inquiry. She resisted the calls to do it after the Mueller report came out because she was protecting those moderate Democrats, the Democrats who had flipped red states to blue. They were the ones where their constituents were not clamoring for impeachment, and she wanted to protect them. But once they decided that what the president did when he asked the Ukrainian president to open an investigation into his political rival, that was a line that he had crossed, they couldn't live with it. They were willing to put their jobs on the line, and they are now.
That is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson at the White House. Mara, thank you.
Thank you.